It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're turning our attention now away from policy to politics as we preview tonight's Democratic gubernatorial debate in Milwaukee. Steve Walters is a senior producer at Wisconsin Eye and the former Madison bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Steve is in studio with us, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks very much, Carrie. Welcome to Wisconsin. Did you buy a cheesehead hat yet?
I have not bought a cheesehead yet, but I do have a Packers cap. I have lots of Packers gear, so you go.
But you've got to get that cheese. Okay, excuse me. Go ahead.
Okay, fine.
This is your show.
You get journalists in here, and they just take over everything. So talk to me about this debate. We've got eight candidates on the stage in Milwaukee. What's the state of the race?
And the state of the race is they have 1 month and 2 days to make a difference. And you have to look at some of the last Charles Franklin poll, 34% undecided. So that leads, none of the above, essentially.
Right.
And then you have Mr. Evers and Mr. Flynn and Mr. McCabe and Mayor Soglin at 7%. So they have 1 month and 2 days to make an impression on Democratic Party voters.
And you said Charles Franklin poll. Let our listeners know who that is.
Charles Franklin is the senior pollster. He's a professor and a very highly regarded pollster. He does all the polling for Marquette University Law School. And by the way, he's coming out with another one next Wednesday.
Ah.
And his last poll caused Mr. Andy Gronick in Milwaukee and Representative Dana Walks to say bye-bye.
So we should see maybe who drops out of this race after this debate and the poll that comes out next week.
Yeah.
So the candidates, are they raising money? I know that at the beginning there were a lot of donors who were staying away from giving to candidates, waiting for the field to narrow a bit. Are they still doing that?
I think you're seeing some buy-in from some of the Democratic givers. I really do. WisPolitics had a report showing that Kelder Roy's had a pretty good last reporting period. She's got some momentum. Her momentum is helped by the backdrop, the context. President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court threatens Roe versus Wade, and she immediately came out and said, if I'm governor and someone is convicted of violating our felony law for performing an abortion, I would pardon she or he. So that backdrop gives her some momentum. But
there is a felony law here in Wisconsin.
Yes, and there have been calls to repeal it in light of Roe versus Wade, which came down in 1973, as you know, but we have never repealed it. It's still on the books. So
this could be a good issue for her.
I look for that issue to come up tonight during tonight's debate.
So that's Kelder Royce. What about Tony Evers? What do you think he's going to be talking about this?
Well, I think he has to decide how aggressive he's going to be because he leads 25% under the last poll, and we'll see where that goes. So he's got to look at how to get into that 34% that are undecided. How aggressive is he going to be? But last week or 10 days ago, he said, let's call on all the Democratic candidates to not go negative. That's a pretty nice position when you're in the lead. So I really would be curious how Tony acts tonight. Yes, very ambitious to be governor, but not overly aggressive.
So going into the negative, I would think that at this point, Democrats realize that that might hurt them in the general election against Scott Walker if they go into negative against each other.
But they're all focused. These eight candidates are focused on August 14th. You don't get a chance to go negative against Scott Walker on November 6th, unless you win on August 14th.
That is true. Talk to me about what you expect to hear from Mahlon Mitchell tonight.
Well, the leader of the state's firefighters has been doing a around-the-state tour, and he's got a formal plan. But in this format, I mean, they're going to be 1 hour live on WTMJ, and then the next half hour is going to be live-streamed. He can't spend it laying out, you know, his 15-point plan. So who is the one that has, I'm sorry, the best immediate soundbite today? You have eight candidates, you have two questioners, and one moderator. So they're going to get, what, 3 or 4 minutes each to really, after opening statements and closing statements? So I'm glad the debate is occurring, but I'm looking for a breakthrough moment on one by one of the eight candidates tonight.
And do you think that Mike McCabe might have that moment?
The issue with Mike McCabe is that he and Senator Kathleen Vinehout appeal to the same very progressive base. Mm. So, yes, I get emails from Mike supporters saying, I'm a Republican, I'm voting for Mike, but I'm going to come back to it, Kerry. He and Vinehout go for the same very progressive base.
So they could cancel each other out.
You said that, and I'm not going to disagree.
Matt Flynn is still in the race. There have been calls for him to get out because of his defending the Catholic Church.
Yes. I have a question whether that's going to come up tonight. And will there be any backdoor reference to that? Because, yes, you did have two Madison-based Democrats saying, Mr. Flynn, there's the door. We don't think you should be the gubernatorial nominee. But he announced, I'm going to start running ads. I haven't seen any yet. If they're up, I just haven't seen them.
It strikes me if Kelda Royce is talking about abortion as her issue, and we have Matt Flynn, who was defending the Catholic Church, abortion might be his issue, kind of on the other side.
I think you could see those tied. If I were asking questions, I would say, okay, if you're governor, what's in your next budget on how to fund highways? We have 23,200 inmates in our prison system, in our adult prison system. How many would we have 4 years after you're governor? And I'd also ask, what is your specific plan to help dairy farmers and other Wisconsin businesses hurt by the president's tariffs?
So we've got two more people that we haven't talked about, and I just want to get through all eight of them.
Sure.
Paul Soglin is the mayor of Madison. I would think that he has the same base as Vinehout and McCabe also.
Well, I've been surprised that Mayor Soglin, who's been very successful as mayor, he's been mayor for generations,
right.
Is 7% in the polls. And he didn't do very well at the West Politics straw poll.
Which Kelda Royce won.
Yes. Yes, she did win. She did win. You're absolutely right, Kerry. So how does Soglin? What's his breakthrough moment tonight? What's his breakthrough issue?
And Josh Pade is still in the race.
Josh Pade is unknown, got in late. He's from Kenosha. Don't think he's a real threat to be the nominee just because he's so unknown.
Right.
He's joined the party late. He came to the campaign late. So Josh Pade, young man, probably not a winner on August 14th.
We shall see. So tonight there is this debate in Milwaukee. It's only an hour long?
No. Well, the first hour is on TMJ, and then I think UWM is carrying the next live cast. So the entire thing is 90 minutes, but I think the first hour is just on TMJ.
And we're going to have links to the live stream at WPR.org on the morning show page. So be sure to go to that if you want to hear this tonight. Also, you can submit a question. Audience members can submit questions for the candidates. What do you think is going to come up? Much like we have call-ins here, what do you think is going to come up for the candidates?
I think this state is divided on Foxconn. I've just done interviewing dozens of candidates for Congress and legislature. It's a very live issue out there. But this state has binding contracts with Foxconn. And even though Mr. Flynn said, I would sue on day one to void them, they are legally binding contracts between the state of Wisconsin and Foxconn. So how much more can they say other than we'll see what I can do when I get in office in January of 19 on Foxconn?
Okay, but I got to point out that we have the federal government also has legally binding contracts that we've been breaking left and right with this administration. So there's precedent there. Mr. McCabe can do that, yes?
You mean Mr. Flynn can sue?
Mr. Flynn can sue, sorry.
Mr. Flynn, the attorney, can sue?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. He can sue. And Illinois is talking about suing us over Foxconn.
That is true.
So you're going to hear about Foxconn, but will we break any new ground? I don't know.
So one of the things that I'm going to be looking for tonight is politicians, you tend to ask them a question, and they tend to answer the question that they want to answer. Mm-hmm. People are going to be submitting questions. I'm going to look for people on that stage who are actually answering the questions and addressing people's concerns. Do you think that these eight people will do that?
I've interviewed all of them. I think the first half of their answer to any question is blaming Governor Walker and the Republicans. So that's why, if I were putting the question, I respect the questioners, Charles Benson and Shannon Sims, but if I had a question, I would say, tell me specifically what's going to be in your 2019-21 state budget that funds highways without blaming anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, a bunch of elected officials have brought us to this impasse and gridlock on paying for highways, but let's go forward. What's your vision? What's going to be your plan in the state budget for 2019-21 biennium?
So, and one would think that the people watching this tonight are more inclined to vote Democrat, and they're just kind of trying to figure out which one to vote for.
I'm always intrigued because you really have to go back to the last crowded Democratic primary of September of 2002, and 50% of the vote came from just six counties, 13% from Dane, 23% from Milwaukee, 5.7% from Waukesha, the rest from Racine, Kenosha, and Brown. But hear me, that primary was held in September. This one is in August. Mm-hmm. In August, mm-hmm. all of us are doing a lot of other things mm-hmm. that may not include watching this debate.
And may not be here in the state during the voting season.
Absolutely. But it's a fascinating eight individual race, and I'll be excited to see what happens tonight.
So does that change how candidates are talking, since the turnout is likely to be so low? Does it change what they're talking about and who they're talking to?
I think it puts an emphasis on who's got the money to run the last-minute ads. Because if Democratic primary voters focus, make a decision in the last, you know, 3-4 days, are they going to run into Matt Flynn ads? Are they going to they're going to run into Tony Evers ads? So I think it shortens their window of attention.
They're going to, if Kelda Royce is getting so much money right now, they might run into her ads too.
I'm sure they will.
What are you looking for? You're looking for highways. You're looking for no blame. What else are you looking for from tonight?
I'm looking for highway funding. I'm looking for them to deal with prison populations. There's debate over a new prison. Women's health issues. I'm also looking, answer this question, you eight. Will all of you support whoever is the nominee, the one chosen on August 14th?
That is the question that I would like to ask, too. We have been talking to Steve Walters. He's a senior producer at Wisconsin Eye and the former Madison Bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's joined us in studio to preview the Democratic governor's race and the debate that is taking place tonight in Milwaukee. Steve, thank you very much.
Yes, and just a P.S., the governor has announced a rally before the Democratic debate.
Of course he has.
To get the cameras before they go to the debate.
And a P.P.S., we're going to be live streaming this at WPR.org on the morning show page. I'm Carrie Kaufman, and you are listening to the Ideas Network.